Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for downloading us. And thank you for telling neighbors about us. 50,000 of you can't be wrong. Thanks very much for doing it. This is the A segment, 1048A, the latest news of the week in medicine and what it means to you. A poor diet increases your risk of dying from heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. You probably already knew that. How much? Good bugs lower your risk of arthritis. That's our longevity is the next disruptor story, because you get to live longer if you have good bugs. What do we mean by good bugs? Elections are tough on Americans' heart. And is sugar bad for your heart? Two different stories. And the answer is, yes, elections are bad for Americans' heart, whether you voted for the winner or the loser. It's an amazing story. We'll get to that. A new invention speeds up walking pace. Do you want to do it? Healthy living helps prevent dementia, even if dementia runs in your family. And urinary incontinence is highly prevalent among women. And in fact, next week, because of this, we have a great guest, Jill Mora Rabin. It will talk about mind over bladder on 1049B. This is 1048A, so the A segment this week is not related to that. This week's guest is also did a really great job. She talks about doula givers, end-of-life doula training. I've never heard of that before this week, actually. 1048, when I started preparing for it, for the interview, she gave just an outstanding interview. And then next week, we have mind over bladder, because urinary continence is highly prevalent among women. How prevalent? We'll tell you in a few seconds. That's our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. And Roizen's rule for a younger you, do physical activity. It does decrease your risk of breast cancer. Good bugs. Let's start with that. This is the arthritis, if you will, if it is, and it's our longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. What do we mean by good bugs? Well, it is you want to get a healthy microbiome. And if you do that from probiotic rich foods, kefir, yogurt, sauerkraut, kimchi, or taking Culturelle or Digestive Advantage, and I alternate those as two of the probiotics and Align as another one, and we'll get to others. And I should disclose at least that we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition, which does tell you what you're missing in your diet. If you're missing anything, you're missing kimchi, it will tell you what to take in place of it, for example, or obviously all the others. But this is, it decreased arthritis risk symptoms by over 30%. Really amazing that inflammation from your gut causes inflammation and causes arthritis. Pretty striking and amazing. A U.S. presidential election can be hard on your heart. This is a very interesting one. This is from the 2016 election. Another, if you will, this is a wellness foreplay story of the week. What do I mean by that? Well, whether you were voted for Donald Trump in the last election, 2016 election, and he won, or whether you voted for Hillary Clinton and she lost, you, if you had a defibrillator, had a 80% chance, increased chance, 80% increase, not 80% chance, of that defibrillator going off in the 3 weeks surrounding the election, 1 week before, 2 weeks after, compared to 3 months before or 3 months after. That is, you had a much higher chance. Those people who had monitors of atrial fibrillation, they also had an 80% increase, which is really remarkable increase during this period of time. Winner or loser, elections stress Americans, and I can't believe it's not going to get more stressful as we get different rules making it harder for us to even vote. Used to be real easy. I used to go down to the corner school and just show up and vote. New invention speeds up walking pace. This is a Wellness Foreplay story as well, because this is a fast, if you will. What happens? This sped up by about 42% over the usual pace in this study sponsored by the U.S. National Science Foundation. And this is a new device that you put on your ankle that essentially gives you some torque to your ankle. I don't quite understand it, but if you're trying to get a fast heart rate to improve your cardiovascular fitness, this is a wonderful device. It isn't available yet, so as soon as it is, we'll let you know, but it does make you walk faster, and that actually is good for your heart. Is rowing good for your heart? Another story this week. Yeah, of course it is. If you have the proper form, it is low impact, high cardio, high heart rate. The next story is, how much does a poor diet increase your risk of heart disease, stroke, dementia, and diabetes? Well, it turns out in this study, more than, and this is just from diet alone, doesn't, even if you're physically active, even if you do stress management, etc., just a poor diet alone increases your risk of these diseases by more than 60%. So that, again, is our, I guess it would be our Roizen rule for a younger you, number 17, 16 and 17, that is to eat only foods that love you back and eat only when the sun is up. Is sugar bad for your heart? Yeah, it is. It increases triglycerides, and that increases LDL cholesterol, it increases blood pressure, and it increases inflammation. Especially bad is fructose, which increases high fructose corn syrup. Especially bad because that increases insulin resistance and liver fat. How do you restart healthy eating habits? If you've done healthy habits and gone off the wagon, how do you restart it? The answer is restart it fast. Only pay attention to restarting it as quickly as possible. Is dark milk or white? What chocolate is best? It is the darkest and the highest concentration of cocoa. 70% packs the best punch for your health. Enjoy it in small amounts because 100 grams, that's about 3.5 ounces, is 500 calories. So stick to 1 ounce of dark chocolate. And plain dark chocolate provides the greatest benefit. I love these fitness discs, 23 calories, delicious, very satisfying. How good is healthy living at preventing dementia, even if it runs in the family? These studies showed, and this is really the longevity is the greatest disruptor, 90% reduction no matter what your genetic makeup was. So if you had a risk of 20%, you ended up with a risk of 2%. Not eliminate it, but it reduces your risk. And 35% with just food and then physical activity, stress management, doing the four components of physical activity, doing speed of processing games, getting salmon, ocean trout, or DHA, avoiding the snake oil foods, eating only when the sun is up, etc. We've done that session. I will do it again if you want the 32 rules for a younger you for brain dysfunction. Just email me at drmikerealage@gmail.com, drmikerealage@gmail.com, or drmikerealage@greatagereboot.com. Urinary incontinence, that's why we have our next guest, So I'm going to go to another longevity is the next disruptor story to reduce my risk of breast cancer. Should I exercise? Yes. More than 100 studies support the fact that fat loss is an important factor in reducing your risk of breast cancer. Exercise also lowers your resting heart rate, gives you weight loss, gives you stress relief, improves sleep. All of those things decrease your risk of breast cancer. So about a 20% reduced risk from just physical activity alone without changing anything else. Now, the story that occasioned our next guest, Jill Mora Rabin, on her book, which is Mind Over Bladder. But this was 15,000 women 20 years of age or older in the National Health and Nutrition Survey. 53% had urinary incontinence of any type. A third of those were mixed. 26% had stress-induced urinary incontinence only. 10% had urgency only. It's a very common problem, and it occurs in women of every age. It does increase as you get older, but of any age, it was there. So, major problem. That's why our guest, 1049B, is going to talk to us about Mind Over Bladder, so you'll want to listen next week to this. Thanks very much for tuning in, and thanks very much for being and telling your neighbors about us. Remember, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can find out what you're missing in your diet, what vitamins, minerals, supplements you should be taking to supplement your diet if it's imperfect. If it's perfect, they'll tell you, and you won't need anything. But if you do need something, you can find it at PersonaNutrition.com. It's all in a nice pack, a morning pack, an evening pack, sometimes three packs a day if you're really missing a lot. But mine has a two-pack a day, morning and evening. Yes, I do take them, and I am chair of their scientific advisory board. That's a, if you will, disclosure of conflict. But they are the sponsor, so I guess that's a bigger conflict, if you will. Persona Nutrition. Find out what you need at PersonaNutrition.com. PersonaNutrition.com. Thanks very much. Talk to you next week, but make sure you do get our guest this week, who did a sensational job talking about a doula for the end of life, D-O-U-L-A, for the end of life. Thanks very much. Talk to you next week. Caitlin, thank you for engineering. We'll be back. Thanks again.